of Monday, March 14th, 2016, 6:30 p.m.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's March 14th, 2016, regular Othello City Council meeting. So tonight, I'd like everyone to please rise for our invocation. I'd like you all to pray for the wisdom of this council and the decisions we make, and for blessing and God's blessing upon this city. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. We move to item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and all of our council members are here tonight except for John Lawless, who texted me this morning. He's out of town on some work business, so he's going to he won't be here tonight, so I'd entertain a motion to excuse John Lawless, please.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 1.5, citizen input. This is the segment of the city council meeting where any citizen has the right to come and address the city council with any matter that is concerning you. If you would like to address the council, please raise your hand. I'll have you step to the microphone and state your name and address of the record, and you'll have up to 5 minutes. Is there anyone here tonight who would like to address the city council? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to item 2, tonight, approval of our agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made and second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Move to the consent agenda, item 3. Entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So, item 4.1 on our current business is the skate park bids, and Kurt Holland, of Varela and Associates is going to talk about those bids to the council.
Mayor, council, thanks for letting me come here today. If you recollect last fall, we had the first set of bids came in. The engineer's estimate from Spahn Ranch was right around $210,000. The bids all came in over, the single bid we got came in at a little over $300,000. Council decided to go back out to bid this year and re-advertise, and so that's what we did. We had 9 plan holders. We ended up only having one bidder. It was William M. Finger Construction for a total of $268,000 and some change. Checked his background. He has constructed about half the skate parks in the state of Washington in the last 5 years. He goes down to Louisiana and builds them in the summer or winter time down there. And also during the bid process, he was the one that called with the most questions and had a pretty good level of confidence. He's worked specifically for Spahn Ranch, your designer and engineer on the project, on a number of projects as well in the state of Washington. So had good references. He was low bid. He's under the revised budget from 2015, and we would recommend that the city go forward and award. I would further suggest that review the contract per concurrence by the city attorney. Our goal here is to get him under construction ASAP and have the project done for the 4th of July celebrations in the park. So we're trying to hurry this along. One other note was, since it did come in under budget, it's a little early to discuss at this time, but right now it's being reseeded. I was thinking that indeed, if there is adequate time and to get the project finished up, just be informed, may want to consider going back and sodding those disturbed areas and really get the place set up for a nice Fourth of July. And then the last thing was, is initially the council had considered colored concrete, and Spawn Ranch asked if they could reconsider it, and so I've asked them to propose a cost and some possible concrete colors for consideration, so.
Is there any questions, council, or Kurt? All right. This time I entertain a motion subject to approve this contract with William N. Finger Construction, subject to concurrence by the city attorney.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Kurt. We'll move on to item 4.2. We have representatives with us from Snyder. Is it Snyder Construction or Snyder?
Snyder Water Services.
Snyder Water Services.
Yes.
And I hope we have a PowerPoint from Snyder Water Services. Okay, good. They're going to give us an update on our Well 9 pump station progress.
Yeah, so good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you having me here.
You're Patrick?
Yes,
okay.
I was getting there.
Thank you.
I'm Patrick Schneider with Schneider Water Services. Chris Schneider, our president, was going to be here, but he ended up having the flu, and so we didn't want to infect all of you, so he stayed behind. So an update on Well 9. First, I just kind of want to give a brief overview of kind of where things are at, and then kind of some things that we want to have addressed. So basically, there's two contracts. One was for the MCC and pumping equipment, and that was given the notice to proceed on 10-6. The MCC was ordered on 10-8 of 2015, and basically for substantial completion of both projects, after one change order, we have March 16th, 2016, and that change order is for a weather and also investigation of groundwater and excavation. So basically we're at the point of the MCC is still being delivered. Some things that have been done already. So pretty much all the excavation has been done. All that's really left is backfill the grade. The concrete foundation's been done, the underground piping and conduits are done, standing walls are done, the well pump is installed, and then we have backfill and grade just outside around the building. There's still, over the whole site, we still need. So interior piping, we're in process of finishing now. Like I said earlier, the motor control center is still on its way. The electrical is basically everything comes out of the MCC. It's basically the hub for all the electrical, so we can't really start on that yet. Same with the telemetry and startup. So those are kind of the big items for getting to substantial completion. And then there's other detail things like the roof still needs to be finished, grading, like I said before, just other things that don't affect operation of the pump station. So I want to go over some of the reasoning for the delays. So obviously we are behind schedule. For the MCC, basically after we went through the submittal process, got it ordered, we were expecting to get it towards the beginning of February. And then the manufacturer, Eaton, came back to our vendor who's been the final build on the panel and said that there was a DOE 2016 transformer standard change, and basically they created a big backlog. So a bunch of projects have been affected by this, where they couldn't get all the components and needed to get it to our vendor, who could finish the control side of things and get it to us so we can install it. So
is that
Just to clarify, that's the Department of Energy, that's a federal agency, not ecology, the state agency.
Okay, thank you for that. So right now, my PowerPoint says 4-1 for estimated delivery. I just talked with our vendor today before I was on the road, so I couldn't modify this. But we are expecting to get it by the end of the week. So we can start installing next week. I'm just going to go into some other delay stuff, and then I'll kind of address some action plans. So for the weather and site conditions, we had bad weather, obviously, in December, so it slowed things down quite a bit. Just the progress of dealing with the muddy conditions and wet conditions, and at times frozen conditions, just made it a lot more difficult than anticipated. And then another delay was from the CMU block. We got that ordered after snow phase on 113. And we were notified in December that during January, the manufacturer of the block usually has a shutdown. So they just stop all production for how many other weeks it takes them. And so we didn't receive the block until 2/24, and then completed the walls up on 3/2. Since now I have a little bit more updated information that we're going to be able to have the MCC next week, if we were in an emergency point where you guys need the water, because we understand Othello's water needs, because we've worked on your systems many times, the option is to get the MCC installed, hooked up to the motor, and that's the primary focus. Like, all the telemetry, all the electrical, that's like secondary. It's, let's get this thing so we can run the motor on the pump, and that gets us water if we need it. Option two, which we probably won't need to even go towards, is that we have a diesel engine and an angle drive that we could run the pump with some minor modifications if we didn't have the MCC in time for when you guys need some water. So basically, it kind of leads me to, we're behind schedule, obviously. There's been some delays because of what I stated before. And we're requesting that we have the substantial completion moved. And I'm wanting it to be moved to May 1st because, while yes, we'll have the MCC next week, we still have all the telemetry, everything that goes in that needs to be installed before we can even do startup and training, which would be ideal to be able to then say we have, can hand this completely over to you guys to start operating and running. So I guess I'd like to request that maybe a verbal motion be carried out to see if you guys are okay with moving that date, and then we'd follow up with a written formal request to do that. If not, that's fine.
Council, do you have any questions of Patrick?
What was the actual due date?
The actual due date?
Yeah, the original.
Original date.
The original date?
Yeah.
It was February 29th for substantial, right? Yeah, that was the original, and then we had the one changer, which moved it to 3/16 for substantial.
So basically, we're looking at delays due to weather from the December.
Yeah, so there's those
and,
delays.
And then just those issues with the manufacturer.
Yes,
so the delay.
Okay.
I don't think we have a choice.
Well, I don't think we have a choice. And I think May 1st, we won't be in a, you know, the weather isn't going to have gotten terribly hot by then. I don't think we're going to be in an emergency situation. So I think if it was completed by the 1st of May, we'd be okay.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we'll be able to run the pump before then. It just won't be fully operational to, like, work with your telemetry and all that.
Yeah. Patrick, I just want to say that Schneider Water Services really helped us out last year when we had crisis. And so I think it's just a small matter to extend you this courtesy, as Gina pointed out. We don't need that pump online yet, at least currently, and the high water use will probably start in June, July, and August. And so, as Larry said, we really don't have any other choice. So, because we can't get it before we can get it. Yes, Kurt?
We had a similar situation happen in 2004, 2006. There was a change to Premier Efficiency Motors, and we were in the middle of a project, and a really similar thing happened, and it just shut everything down. I'd kind of like to talk about this a little bit. I think this is 2 weeks earlier than before, right? The MCC delivery?
Yes, for the promoter.
Yeah. So, I'd kind of like to keep the pedal to the metal, and if you can finish 2 weeks earlier than that, I think we ought to shoot for getting it done as ASAP, so.
Yeah, our intention is to get it done before that date. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's up to you if you want to move that date earlier. We'll try to shoot for it, but.
I think what we just need is a consensus, Kelly, from the council to move it, and then they're going to follow up with a written formal request.
Right, if the council can form a consensus, and then we can follow up with the formal change order and then present that to council. So,
is there any dissenters of that consensus? Are we okay with it?
Sounds good.
Okay. There's your consensus. All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Patrick. We'll move now to item 4.3, interlocal contract for cooperative purchasing. This is the one the police chief had mentioned to us a week ago at the workshop. Bill?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. What this is, what's the city? Houston Galveston, in Texas, has a cooperative purchasing group, just like King County purchasing, our state GSA and some of those. We would like to look at this contract or to contract with this. There is no cost, so that we can use this as another purchasing co-op when we start looking at major purchases. The major purchase that we're looking at in this case is our 911 recording system. We don't want to go to low bid on that. We want a quality system. The system that we've identified, it's the same company that provides the recording system to the Washington State Patrol. It's, I believe a good standard system. In this case, Mr. Conkright did point out that in order for us to actually use this, we have to ensure that the contract process that they went through, the bid process that they went through, meets Washington state law. I did a little bit of checking. I just need to make sure that that this specific item did. But I can assure council that we would not purchase the item that we're looking for until we've made sure that has been met.
Questions?
At this time, what do we need?
We need council's approval to initiate this contract with Houston Galveston Area Council.
Subject to concurrence by the city attorney?
That would be fine.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion on it? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Chief. We'll move to item 4.4, fireworks display contract. Wade has an update.
Yeah, Mayor and Council, we found that our fireworks display contract expired this year. It was up for renewal, actually. And so the mayor and I were talking, and the mayor, having his experience with fireworks and looking at the show last year, decided we wanted something a little different. So we started researching it, and we were going to go out for a different company. So I called this company that we have now, and they said, wait a minute, before you do that, we will offer you an upgraded show. And so I said, okay, send me the proposal. So they did. That's what's in the contract. And so we've added more 3-inch shells, and they're giving us the best show they can, given the constraints of the venue, the trees that are around there, where the crowd is. And they're adding music that they has been available, I guess. We just didn't ask for it. And so as I looked what they had, and this fireworks company, Western Display Fireworks, does about 200 or 300 shows in the Northwest, including over in Lake Union for the Seafair, you know, the 4th of July fireworks they do over there, and other fireworks displays around the country, but a lot in the Northwest appear to be the best available there is out there. So we researched MRC, make sure there was no issue with us just choosing them again. Looks like we're on solid ground for that. And so our recommendation is we go with these guys. They offer a 3-year deal, but the mayor and I talking with council's concurrence, we'd rather give them a chance just one more year to make sure that's the upgrade show we want. And then if it is, we'll entertain come about this time next year again with a 3-year deal and give us a better deal on the fireworks. So council, it's up to you guys to decide what we want to do at this point.
I see there's no price change.
There's no price change, no. We're getting basically an upgraded show for the same price, and it's the same. I checked on the time. It's about the same time for the show. Everything's the same except higher shelves and music.
Guys, as I looked it over, there was a lot of 1.5 and 2 inch shells in the previous several years, and I asked if they couldn't do, because the larger shells, so there's a lot of 2, 2.5, and even 3 inch shells in this particular show, and those go higher and explode bigger, which is what, I mean, fireworks, everybody likes bigger and better, and so this show has it. I think it's going to be a really good show. It has a lot of those little different things where, you know, anyway, that people like.
So, any questions? If not, I'll turn it back over to you all.
Okay. I'd make a motion that we go with this.
I'll second that.
We have a motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
This is for the 1 year, correct?
Just 1 year.
Just 1 year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to see how this goes. Exactly. And if it still continues to be what we like, this new upgraded show, then maybe we'll entertain the 3 year this time next year. So right now, all those in favor of the motion to renew a 1 year contract with Western Display Fireworks for $10,000, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4.5 is the Tourism Fund Award, and Spencer works with the LTAC committee. So, Spencer?
Yes, thank you very much. The city was recently approached by the Othello Rod and Gun Club, who were interested in receiving some of the tourism dollars that we award every year. They came in, got an application, filled out the application. I presented that application to the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, who reviewed the application. And if you remember, these dollars are intended to help fund organizations and events that promote tourism within the city. That's the whole purpose of these dollars, is to point people to Othello. And with that understanding, the advice from the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee was, let's award them $500 of their request for the year. I in the attachments on board docs, I have the current 2016 allocation here in that final column there, which is what we included in the budget, and that leaves $39,727 as our ending fund balance. And so if this is approved tonight by council, we can come back at a later date and we can put that other $500 in the list here in the budget from the tourism fund, and then that would decrease the ending balance, the estimated ending balance, from 39,227. At this time, it's for your consideration and for your approval to approve $500 from the tourism funds to go towards the Othello Rod and Gun Club for 2016.
Gina, you're on that committee. Yes. Do you have any statements?
It's basically just as Spencer said, they came and requested some money, and we looked at how small the number of participants was, and based on that, we decided on the 500 mark. Mm-hmm. You know, and if they really draw in a lot of people, they can always, you know, request for more, and as long as they have that
committee.
No, documentation.
Yes, documentation. Yes. Okay.
That was the consensus of, I believe, everybody that Spencer talked to. We phone conferenced, so.
Okay, good. Any questions, anyone?
I have a question for the attorney. I'm a member of that club. Do I need to abstain from this?
What's your role in the club?
I'm a member. I'm not.
You're not on the board?
No.
No, I think you're fine. Thanks for asking, though. It's good to be vigilant on those kinds of things.
Okay.
I'd make that motion that we give them the 500. Can't hurt us.
And approve this.
And approve.
This, these requests?
Yes.
Okay. Any, do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move forward. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you very much.
Under item 4.6, the mayor is going to read a proclamation about our 19th annual Fellow Spring Cleanup Days. As Debbie reminded me, this is 19 years. She has said that we've kind of fine-tuned this process over 19 years, and we have a great turnout. So let me read this proclamation. Whereas the city, in conjunction with Adams County, Consolidated Disposal Services, Inc., Washington Carriers, Royal Organics, Oscar's Towing, Experience Merchandise, which is the Adams County Developmental Center, and Allied Waste, volunteers and citizens will join together to beautify the city. And whereas the city encourages our residents to dispose of old junk vehicles, appliances, yard debris, yard vegetation, and old computers and televisions in an effort to improve the appearance of our community, and whereas the students from our schools are encouraged to help clean up areas around their schools, and citizens are encouraged to pick up litter when they're not out on, or when they are out on walks around the city. Now, therefore, I do hereby designate the week of April 2nd through April 9th, 2016, as the 19th annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days. And I urge our citizens, civic clubs, and organizations to join together to make Othello a more attractive, friendly place to visit and live. Signed this 14th day of March, 2016. Thank you. And do we have any unfinished business to come before the council meeting tonight? Mark?
How are we doing on the bidding process for 14th Avenue?
Kurt, could address that? Yes, you could. I did, you said good.
Is that right? We've got through several comments. Back to my recommendation was yesterday or today to just take it out to bid, get a plan set out to bid, and try to fix the remaining items in-house through the addendum process. So I think my proposal was to go out to bid this week. The bid opening would be, was it April 6th? And then you have a council meeting, I want to say April 11th or something right around there, and try to do the award then. My close. Yeah.
11th.
So that was my recommendation to city staff this morning.
Very good. Thank you.
I was just wondering, because right now there is so many jobs open, and I just wish that last year we would have just cut ties with the other firm and handed it over to them. And this, I think it should have went out earlier in the year, because right now I think the bids are they're starting to go up right now. There's a lot of stuff open right now.
A lot of work.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, a lot of work. I do see asphalt prices dropping, so I'm hopeful that offsets some of the Mark probably was a bit in comment that I
hear. Does it help if I say me too? Any other unfinished business? New business? I would like to make one mayor announcement, and that is that the Sand Hill Crane Festival is this coming week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They have a handy-dandy insert coming out, and there's some really nice activities. Wade and I went with our wives on the bus, the tour bus. A lot of fun. If you guys haven't done any of that, take your kids, your grandkids down. It's a very good event for our community. We draw a lot of out-of-town people, and the beautification committee has been busy running around cleaning this whole town up. So I just want to invite anyone to, you know, participate and be a part of the festivities. So with having no further business, I'll adjourn. 7:02 p.m.